blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ with no apology? Webster Dictionary defined belief as A, to consider to be true or honest. B, to accept something as true, genuine, or real. It even went further to explain that the word believe means having a firm or wholehearted religious conviction or persuasion. It is also common true statement in the Bible that in order to be saved, you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, the most popular one is John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Mark chapter 16, verse 16 also says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." So the big question is, what does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? This is the big question. This is the multi-million question we should be asking ourselves. What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? The Bible encourages us to ask ourselves this tough question. Quote, "Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Or do you not realize this about yourself? That Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. So, failure to know, abide, and apply the answer to this question into our life is not desirable for our eternal joy. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God the same way that we believe that eating food can relieve us of our hunger, have we fulfilled the condition needed to be saved? Or is there more to believe than that? We know that it does not fulfill the condition to be saved because the devil believes it too. Oh yes, the devil. And we know that the devil believed it because when Jesus came into the world and began to confront demonic powers of the devil, they said it out loud. "We know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. You are the Son of God." So the devil is absolutely clear in his belief in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Satan and his minions fully believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world, which is why they tried to destroy his life prematurely before he could go to the cross and accomplish his mission. Yes, they believe he rose again from the dead. In fact, they believe all those facts about Jesus more than we do, because they were eyewitness to those events. They saw everything. But no one expects to see Satan and his demon in heaven because of their belief in the mere fact about Jesus. Satan's belief does not and cannot produce obedience. Obedience to the word of God. So what is missing is not believing in the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, but delighting in the fact, embracing the fact, and making Christ the treasure and the Lord of your life by surrendering to Him and total obedience to His word. You cannot say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and doing the opposite of what He says. Jesus' character must and should manifest in your life. If you want to be saved through the grace of God and your belief, you don't just believe the same fact the devil believes. No, you don't. You must love and embrace the truth about God. In other words, believe is seeing Him for who He is, for who He really is, seeing Him as infinitely valuable as the Lord and Savior. It is not just acknowledging the fact that He is our Lord, but also seeing Him as infinitely precious and valuable. Satan, on the other hand, does not feel God as precious and valuable. He hates Christ. And Christ is a threat to his own value. So when the Holy Spirit begins to work in our life, we are not deceived like that anymore. We recognize He is the only way to heaven. Yes, Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. We just want to love Him. We just want to know Him, be with Him, enjoy Him, follow Him, and celebrate Him. That is what the true belief is. That is the belief that saves. When we truly believe in the Lord, our daily prayers will go in this line. Dear God, help me understand your words. Psalm 119, verse 27. Dear God, make me diligent to keep your words. Psalm 119, verse 56. Dear Lord, pour your light on the path of my life. Psalm 119, verse 105. So to believe in Jesus Christ is more than mere word or simply agreeing in our mind that, yeah, Jesus Christ is my Lord. It should mean more. It means that we trust and we believe so strongly in God that we are willing to commit our lives to Him and live the way we know He wants us to live. To believe in our Lord is to believe in all that He represents. His person, His characters, His atonement, His redemptions, His sacrifice and deity, His sovereignty and His commandment, His teaching and His word. That is the belief that saves. That is the belief the Lord wants. That is the belief that is genuine and true. That is the belief that is firm with wholehearted conviction. It is the belief that influences how we behave. True belief and faith cannot exist without obedience, total obedience to to God's words. Blessedness is the perfection and ultimate end of spirit-filled believer. Believing means accepting and following all Jesus' teachings. Believing means you hate what Jesus hate and love what Jesus love. Believing means conviction to obey Jesus Christ no matter what. Believing means Jesus Christ is your master. You are to worship, follow, and obey all his commands. Be careful. Be really careful. It is possible to say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and live the life of devil. Just be careful. When you truly believe in Jesus, it means you trust him and commit to obey him and worship him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and without apology to anyone, to saints and Satan. May Almighty God give every one of us such a measure of his grace that we may not be of the number of those that drop back into perdition, but of them that believe and endure unto the end, to the saving of our soul through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. Please, we want you to share this message with everybody around the world. By doing so, you are contributing to the spreading of redemptive gospel of Christ. We have a YouTube page. You can subscribe and this message will come automatically to your inbox. Like us on Facebook. We have an everyday inspiration word of God on our Facebook. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed and God bless you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by his will. Amen. Time, don't